Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Melbourne, 1976. The foundation is faith. Prabhupada. So, if we accept that whatever Krishna is saying, it is perfect, that is called sraddhanaya, sraddhana, faith. Without faith, you cannot make any progress. In every action, you must have faith. Just like if you go to a barber, you spread your neck and he is with a razor. He can immediately cut your throat. But because you have got faith, no, this barber is honest. He'll not cut my throat. He'll cleanly shave. So faith is required in every step. Without faith, you cannot make one step. Simply, you have to find out the person. He is worthy of me keeping my faith. Here is Krishna. He is worthy of you accepting his instructions. So take Bhagavad Gita very seriously. Then your life is successful. My comment. Sri Rupa Goswami stated, Ado Shraddha, first there is faith. Faith in Guru is faith in Krishna. A faithful person thinks that his Guru is accurately representing Krishna, and thus Krishna will be pleased if he pleases his Guru. No one progresses in Krishna consciousness without faith. Getting correct answers. A young man asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how does one surrendering to Krishna, discriminating between being tactful in his speech on one hand and on another hand, compromising? Prabhupada, to surrender to Krishna is the best tactful. And if you surrender, he will give you instruction. Then all tactfulness will be there. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam patipurvakam nadami buddhyogam tam yena mama piyanti te. If you become a completely surrendered devotee of Krishna, he is within your heart. He will give you the right instructions so that in every sphere of life, you'll be perfect. My comment. Krishna is Super Soul is Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master in the heart. Because we lack the qualification to consistently and accurately hear him, we need an external manifestation of him in the form of our spiritual master. Whenever practical, therefore, we confirm our realizations with our spiritual master, Shastra, and other trusted sadhus, devotees. Accepting the above, Prabhupada nevertheless here explained the one principle that solves all. Quote, how do I know what to do problem? How do I know what to do problems that solves all? How do I know what to do problems? Be sincere enough to receive Krishna's instructions from within. Initiation within the heart. Question. Srila Prabhupada, does a disciple first accept his spiritual master within the heart when he takes initiation? Devotee. What is the question again? Questioner. When a disciple takes initiation, does he first take initiation in the heart? Prabhupada. Initiation is the third stage. First stage is, just like you have come, this is called Shraddha. A little faith, not full faith. Then you have to increase this faith by association of devotees. That is required. And when the faith is increased, then the question of initiation. Initiation should not be immediately offered. That will be misused. Therefore, when we initiate, we inquire from the head of the temple how long he is coming, what is his behavior. If he certifies that, yes, he is doing nice, then we initiate. Our initiation is not so cheap. You come and be initiated. No, we will not do that. We must test you first of all. Then we initiate. Madhavisa comments. His question was that, can you take initiation by accepting the spiritual master in your heart without actually taking Prabhupada? This is bogus proposition. It has no meaning. Left. It has no meaning. If you think within yourself, I am eating, will you be satisfied? You starve and simply think, I have eaten everything. Left. Is that a very practical proposal? You must eat. We don't say all these bogus propositions. All right. Thank you very much. my comment. The actual intention of the question was not actually rephrased by Madhavisa. Prabhupada himself told me in New Vrindavan in 1969 that he accepted his own spiritual master at their first meeting, but did not take initiation until years later. Yet Prabhupada's answer to Madhavisa's question is extremely significant and relevant. Madhavisa asked whether a devotee could forego the initiation ceremony if he had already mentally accepted his spiritual master. Prabhupada's reply is clear and uncompromising. This is bogus proposition. We don't say all these bogus propositions. Someone may mentally accept a guru or may even accept him with his whole heart, but if he avoids actually taking initiation, his acceptance is insufficient. Prabhupada's example about eating mentally is brilliant. If initiation can also be complete by our mentally accepting a guru, the guru is not given the chance to accept or not accept the disciple. Prabhupada always ascribed importance to the initiation ceremony in which guru and disciple formally accept the mutual responsibilities of their relationship, and he insisted that a fire sacrifice be performed even after initiations given through the mail. Hear, hear, hear. A man is Prabhupada. What if you hear in your heart, but don't act in your life? Prabhupada. Pusta Krishna. What if you hear, but don't act accordingly in your practical life? Man. You feel it in your heart. Prabhupada, no, hear means you do it in practical life. Otherwise, what is the hearing? Then just like one stone, he has got ear. Hearing means it will react. That is hearing. The more you hear, the more it will react. Then you practically will do it. Everything comes by hearing. Hearing is so important. Just like even in your ordinary education, you go to school, college, and hear from your professor. Then you become perfect and take your degree. Similarly, the science of God, you simply hear about it, Shravanam Kirtanam, then gradually it will purify. Hearing means purifying the dirty things within the heart. That is hearing, Chaito Dharpanam Arjanam. Srinvitam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Because it is spiritual, hearing has got a potency to purify you. This is not ordinary hearing. This is spiritual hearing. So it has got a potency. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana. Anyone who takes part in this process of hearing and chanting, he becomes pious, purified. Just like if you touch fire in some way or other, it will act. My comment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada both followed Srila Vyasadeva's conclusion about the potency of hearing, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Navritta Shar Pagyamana, Bhavoshada Shotamana Bharamat, Kavitamasloka Gunanavada, Pumam Brajaita Vina Pashugnat. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the Parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except the butcher or one who is killing his own self? Srimad Bhagavatam 10.1.4. Winning a heart, saving a soul. Girl. Srila Prabhupada, would you please explain why Krishna consciousness hadn't come to the West until now? Why didn't it come earlier? Prabhupada, because you were not born. After your birth, we have come here to take you back to home, back to Godhead. Now, take the opportunity. Come with us. We were waiting for your birth. My comment. Prabhupada's answer endeared everyone, including the questioner, to his lotus feet. Okay, we shall end here. Hare Krishna.